Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. De Sean Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renzo! Con un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro. Little man makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold.
I think it creates a lot of excitement and a lot of fun stuff to write about and a lot of good. I mean, dang, what would Kwok and Kelly talk about on the radio? They'd have nothing to talk about.
Now, Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on The Roar on a Thursday, January 20th, 2022. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Amy McKenna is hanging out inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. I am live from the Signature Marriott in downtown Winston-Salem. Excited to be here for a little Clemson women's basketball tonight, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock tip between the Tigers and Wake Forest. Getting ready for that this morning and, walking around Winston-Salem just a little bit and got to hear the last hour of the press box. I thought it was a great conversation on Clemson basketball. They had some NFL stuff. We had a lot to discuss today. Kelly Gramlich is going to be here for the first hour. We've got Morgan Coleman and Brian Edwards in hour two as well. And then hour three, we've got Terrence Oglesby with Terrence's Thursday Takeover. We got a lot for you today. Kelly Gramlich is going to join us first here, live from Bristol, where we've got three people involved in the show in three different locations. And that's the way we like it. Kelly, hello. How are you?
That's the way it's going down today, Kwok. It's pretty crazy. Everyone is all over the place. That's basketball season for you. And I know you are out here traveling the bougie way, flying on that private jet up to Winston-Salem. It had to be a quick trip.
A cool 40-minute flight. A cool, crisp 40 minutes from wheels up to wheels down. Well, you know, a little wind in the area and so forth. And then you got the taxi. You know, you got a little bit of a taxi in Winston-Salem and in Anderson. So it was maybe a little bit less than that, but I'm rounding up a bit to the 40-minute mark. How was your flight to Bristol yesterday?
I feel like you guys got the slow plane. I don't know what happened there. My flight were very good. They were good, easy. GSP to Atlanta, Atlanta to Connecticut, and here we are, Kwok. It was snowing a little bit earlier this morning, light flurries. I think right now it's pretty much stopped, so that's a really good sign, but we'll see. Coach and I will be driving in soon.
Now let me ask you this, because you were talking about snow flurries. I know it's not supposed to snow here. There might be a little bit around the time we leave tonight, but it is cloudy. And I recall last year I was up here twice. The weather was not great. We came up, Ben Milstead drove, and I think it was fine, but it was a little bit iffy when we came from men's basketball. Have you ever been to Winston-Salem where it wasn't, like, dreary outside? I feel like that's the backdrop. It's like London or Seattle, where every day is cloudy, yeah, and you feel like it could rain.
Well, that's just because we go in basketball season. But, no, every time I go to Winston-Salem, I truly think this is a dreary place. And I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's great. But there was actually one year, I think it was my sophomore year, we won up there, and we were walking back, like, out of the gym. Game was over, into our bus, and it was just like blizzarding. And back in my day, Kwok, we drove up there for that game, And we drove back in the snow, and I was like, my life is over. At least the win happened. But a charter bus in the snow is just not my favorite thing.
Well, it's not anybody's favorite thing, I don't believe. I don't think anybody truly loves it. All right, let's talk about let's get into some of these topics here. We only have you for three segments, and so we got to really get down to business. Okay, no wasted time. We discussed yesterday.
No lollygagging here.
Oh, absolutely not. We would never. We would never, Kelly. Has Out of Bounds ever lollygagged through a topic? We were talking about Hunter Johnson yesterday, and that's sort of how we ended the show with a couple segments on how important is it that Clemson got Hunter Johnson out of the portal. We have some interesting numbers, and really you had some interesting numbers yesterday toward the end of the show that you found about quarterbacks in the portal. And if we're going to talk about quarterbacks in the transfer portal, we have to discuss the Georgia news with Stetson Bennett returning and JT Daniels back in the portal again. What you've been sort of saying, I you know, Stetson's coming back. You've been kind of hedging that way that Stetson's going to be the quarterback. I really thought he would get pushed out of there. What was your takeaway? Not just the one piece of news, but these sort of combo news dumps of Stetson returning and Daniels back in the portal. What does this mean in your mind?
Oh, Clark, there's still plenty of time for the quarterback controversy to start at Georgia. And I thought Stetson Bennett's quote when he said, and this is when he was on Good Morning America and, you know, pretty hungover and just saying whatever he wanted. And then, of course, he walked it back. But his quote was, I have to see if I can trust the coaching staff. Because, I mean, Clark, it makes sense. He has trust issues. I don't think that should come as a surprise. He's been told to leave. He's been benched. He's been told you're the fourth string guy. And maybe not even that. Like, we'll see if we even want to use you at all. He's been told all these things. And all these guys ahead of him have just dropped like flies for a variety of different reasons. Either they're not good enough or they get hurt or whatever. So the fact that JT Daniels is leaving tells me that Georgia has at least communicated to Stetson that he's their guy. Now, let's not forget, they have Gunnar Stockton coming in. He's a four-star, and he's already an early enrollee. They have Carson Beck on the roster. And who knows what they might do. Vandegrift is on the roster. They may just, like, go out and get someone else. I mean, that's what Georgia does. So with Caleb Williams still out there roaming around, even though probably he'll end up at Southern Cal. So I guess you can trust him if you're Stetson Bennett at this point. You feel like perhaps you can trust him. But this is where I think a decision should have been made that I really wouldn't expect any 22-year-old to make, to just walk away and ride off into the sunset. Because, Kwok, can it go any better than this year? Like, you're going to have the full-time pressure of being the starter. Allegedly, we'll see what Georgia does. And you're losing a lot of playmakers, especially defensively, and James Cook and some other guys. So you're losing a lot. And we've, even Alabama, no one's repeated in college football since Bama in 11 and 12. So it's very rare to repeat. I get that he wants to keep playing, Kwok, but this is something where I think if he was, I'm sure he's gotten advice from different people, but my thought to him would be, your legacy can never be better right now. And you've already played college football for however long, 5 years. Just kind of move on. That would be my advice. But he wants to play, and he loves football that much, and he loves Georgia that much, and I have to respect that. But I don't know. Something feels like this may not go as well as he thinks.
Yeah, well, I've done a little bit of digging on this, and it never goes quite as well as it did when you won, at least not in the playoff era. What's fascinating about this is, you tell me if you think this is me trying really hard to fit my convenient, like, mental or heartfelt pocket where I just can't give up this idea that Georgia is not going to become a They won it this time, and they're going to go back to being sort of a like second tier elite. Like they're not just going to be able to stay up there. Here's my question. If Stetson Bennett is the quarterback next year, based on what we know about the coaching staff's inability to commit to Stetson and their unwillingness to commit to Stetson, doesn't that mean that Georgia's quarterback development, generally speaking, is still lacking? Because you're in year two of Brock Vandegrift. You're bringing in Gunnar Stockton, and those are supposed to be big names. And you brought in JT Daniels, you brought in Jamie Newman, who are supposed to be big names. You've yet to see a big name do anything that you brought in since Jake Fromm, who then regressed after two seasons of, or at least stagnated after, you know, after, two seasons after going to the national championship game and nearly winning it back in the year of our Lord 2018 and 19. So I'm not sure that it says great stuff about Georgia's quarterback development that Stetson Bennett is going to come back after being reluctantly named the starter during the season when there were literally no other options, when most guys of the recruiting pedigree of Brock Vandegrift would probably be getting a lot of publicity otherwise. You agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, I agree. Now, the texters are bringing up a really good point here about NIL, and this is something that they're bringing to my attention that I really wasn't considering because we were just talking about it from a football perspective, but they make a good point. Texter says, I disagree with Kelly. He'll never make as much money in a year once he starts selling insurance. Now, he said, I think that he wants to go to law school, that kind of stuff, but then another texter says, I'm thinking Bennett has been guaranteed to promote some pretty large NIL deals locally, which is a no-brainer to stick around and get paid. And, yeah, it's a great point. It's a great point. So he's going to probably have quite a few NIL deals, and he's going to be able to make some money. And there's absolutely no guarantee that he gets drafted. And, I mean, he may be a late-round pick, but he could at least increase his stock a little bit, Kwok, next year if he puts together two good years of solid numbers where maybe he's for sure a fifth or sixth round pick and then has a better chance at the league. So look, I get the positives. I'm just saying 20 years from now, he may look back and say, I enjoyed playing, but who knows? And he's already beloved, but who knows how beloved you would be if you just rode off into the sunset, because the last thing that you ever want to happen, which is possible, is like, what if he underperforms and gets benched this coming year? And that's a risk he's willing to take as a competitor. But just as someone looking at it from the outside in, I just don't know if it's a guarantee that he starts all these games. It's not like Kenny Pickett coming back where, I mean, it's very different because Pickett didn't win a national championship. But you knew it was going to be your offense, and you knew you were going to have every chance to flourish. Like you said, Kwok, if I'm Stetson, I just have trust issues. And this staff has really never believed in me. When you watch that, I still can't get over that feature they ran on College Game Day before the national championship, where they interviewed Kirby, and Kirby was effectively saying, I never thought he would start here. I never, and Stetson Bennett was also saying, Kirby Smart never believed in me. I mean, it was unbelievable to see that kind of feature before a national championship.
Well, it was the second most eye-opening feature. The only one that was more eye-opening was definitely the one where we were replaying the Miracle on Ice from 19.
From 1980.
Yeah. So, maybe for some people it got lost in the shuffle. You definitely didn't let it go. I'm curious, like, if Vandegrift was coming along like they thought, if they really believed in Gunnar Stockton. Kirby Smart is one of those coaches. And look, I'm going to say this as neutrally as you possibly can. I'm not going to make a value judgment on it. I'm just going to say like it is. Kirby Smart is a guy that always makes the numbers work. And I think it's interesting that Jermaine Burton is in the portal. They do have some guys on defense coming back, but they are on a legitimate, like they're going to turn that roster over where they need to turn the roster over. And I think if they had a plan better than Stetson, then Stetson would not be there. I just can't see, to your point, I can't see the staff being like, okay, Stetson, appreciate the national championship, and even though we really haven't believed in you until just the last few minutes, You could totally come back next year, even though we've got these the five-star and the four-star ready to go. And I can't see Kirby doing that, right? Isn't that a fair way to assess this situation? If he felt like there was an option, then Stetson just almost the decision would be made for him.
Well, and then you also have the fan aspect of this and the visual aspect to the fans, to the media, of a guy that just won you a natty, and if you kick him to the curb, you can't really do that. You just can't. So George is going to try to go do it again. I think it's possible that they repeat, but it's definitely unlikely when you look at the history in the college football playoff. And that's not a knock on Georgia. That's just the reality. Clemson hasn't repeated. Alabama hasn't repeated in the playoff era. It's very, very rare. But he's going to try to do it, Kwok. Maybe his goal is to win an SEC championship this year. Maybe that's the
goal. Maybe so. They sort of skipped a step, didn't they? There is another trophy that's lacking. And I know they beat that Auburn team. I think most people, I'm not saying it doesn't count, but I think winning an SEC championship and then winning a national championship, I think that's sort of the barometer, because that's bam.
But
that's
was
bam.
He at community college that year?
Yes, he was.
At community college that year. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I want to get back to this because we
junior
in the playoffs.
Junior college.
Well, you know what? Distinction without a difference, Kelly. Distinction without a difference. If you want to get mad, look at the name of his school, all right? Let's take a break. When we return, I want to get into this again, because your point about it never really getting better after a national championship is very interesting, and we will examine the data to find out if in the playoff era that actually is the case. Stay with us. More to come. Out of Bounds. Hour one of the program continues in a moment.
Emanating from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing high-speed fiber to homes and businesses, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
I'm Guy, the insurance guy. Are you on Medicare or about to be? If so, you're getting bombarded with ads, mailers, etc. You may even have Joe Namath on television telling you what to do. You probably feel overwhelmed. It's enough to make your head spin. But there is hope. You don't have to feel that way. I can meet or talk with you to discuss your situation and help you understand what's right for you. It's free, and there's no obligation. So why not talk about it with a professional? Don't make a mistake you could regret for years down the road, or perhaps forever. Call me at 864-467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
The average inch loss at the Health Fair is 17 inches in 30 days. That's straight off the belly. Our secret is we only target belly fat that causes stroke, heart attack, high blood pressure, diabetes, sleep apnea, even cancer. The Health Fair is so easy, you can still have your ribeye, baked potato, and your favorite drink. Sounds too good to be true, but we guarantee your waistline will shrink or your money back. This month, join the Health Fair and get a week's worth of groceries for free. Buy one program, get one free. Go to iDareMe.com or call 1-877-IDAREME.
I'm Malcolm. I'm a commercial cash management specialist, but I'm also a leader and a musician.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find Malcolm or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Member FDIC, parknationalbank.com.
Edwards Ford in Wahala wants to invite you to check out their inventory, chat with a service technician, or do a free trade-in evaluation on your current vehicle. Edwards Ford's number one priority is top customer satisfaction and honesty. Edwards Ford offers big store expertise with mom-and-pop values, doing business the right way for over 60 years. Shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle at Edwards Ford and experience the difference. 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Wahala and online at EdwardsFordLLC.com.
Everlawn Independent Living in Clemson's Patrick Square is now accepting reservations for residency. Enjoy no maintenance needed living with all utilities included. Take the hassle out of everyday tasks with beautifully designed lofts offering truly independent living. Short-term and long-term options available. Assisted and memory care units are just a few steps away, making transitional living a breeze. Now is your time to thrive with Everlawn. Call today for a free tour. 864-760-8968 and online at everlawnliving.com.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Hour one continues. Out of bounds. William Quagamush, Amy McKenna inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Three personalities, three locations, three different states. Just one loosely joined together, cobbled together with duct tape program. Kelly Gramlich is here for an hour in Bristol. Kelly, we always appreciate your efforts on these very busy days. Can you tell the folks briefly just what your schedule is like for the rest of the day?
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, I'll just go the whole day. I woke up at like 7. I did Packer and Durham at 8:30. So I did some prep for that. Then Mac and I recorded a podcast episode with Jim Nagy, who's the director of the Senior Bowl. It was really interesting. He gave us some good nuggets, Quack, that I'm sure we can get into at some point when we start talking NFL draft. And then I did a quick 30-minute workout. I ate a little bit of lunch. I took a shower. My hair is still wet. I will blow dry during one of these commercial breaks. I am here talking with you. At 1 o'clock, I will meet Coach in the lobby. We will go get the rental car. We will drive to hair and makeup. Mine's at 2. She's at 2:30. Get that done. Drive over to Bristol to the studio, get to the headquarters around 3:34, probably eat an early dinner, go over some stuff. And then I think we have an interview to tape at 6, but we start with the 6 o'clock game, halftime of the 6, halftime of the 8. And then we have our Nothing But Net show from 10 to 11. I'll drive back. I'll try to go to bed before 1 o'clock. I'll wake up at 4:50 and hopefully I'll be back with you tomorrow, barring the weather.
That's just amazing. Just the level of just the level of care that you show all of us, the audience, me, Amy, the show, our bosses, just to carve out an hour in that busy schedule. We appreciate it.
Wow. Thank you, guys. I would say Quack's the one who's really put in the work because he picks up the slack and helps me out. So I really appreciate that, doing this whole show. And you're traveling too, my friend. So don't act like you're just sitting around on the couch with your feet up.
You know what I did last night? Truly, we went out and ate. We played trivia. We finished the gentleman's third place out of 5. We missed round one. The team name was the Thirsty Tigers because it took them a while to take our drink orders. So we finished right in the middle of the pack. It was nice. And so I'm not even going to act like this is a grueling work trip. I'm not gonna fool the people on that. But I am excited.
Did you partake in anything? A little damp January?
Did I partake? Yeah, it was a damp January. I did not have an old fashioned, but there were old fashioned scattered around the table. So yeah, it was the that was the first alcohol consumption of January for me. True story.
My sweet dear friend Quack, have you ever had an old fashioned?
Yes. I have.
Okay, and you can handle it because old fashions are, I mean, they can get you.
Yeah, no comment on that. It's not my favorite. Okay. It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite. But okay. I got a buddy who makes them well. Yeah, I got a buddy who makes them well. So I'll give some credit on that.
Oh, too much damn January talk. Okay, before we proceed, Out of Bounds today is brought to you in part by Ingles, where you'll find low prices and you will love the savings. Clock, it seems that we may be getting a little more snow. Now, last week was snow. This week would be your classic southern snow of like 0.5 inches or whatever. But you still need to go to Ingles to stock up in case the roads are icy. They've got everything you need for a snow day weekend. They've got Bluebell ice cream, $6.28 each. You know I love some Bluebell. They've got a wide assortment of Coke and Pepsi products and alcoholic beverages if you are perhaps partaking in a damn January. They also have 2 for $6 Fritos and Cheetos. Amy did say that for her snow day weekend, she didn't really get, you know, milk and bread. She just got snacks. And I think that's the way to do it. And Ingles would love to help you with that. They also have free curbside pickup, minimum purchase $35, valid through the end of January. They're Carolina owned and operated. That's Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
All right, a couple things on this. I do want to say, and I probably should have led with this, I think that Stetson Bennett coming back and JT Daniels going into the transfer portal is great for Georgia. I do. I think it is Georgia's best chance to win because the dumbest conversation we had all year, and I'm not going to let Georgia fans off the hook here, because the dumbest conversation that all of you had, the Georgia fans out there, was when, and it's not if or should, when will JT Daniels come back to rescue Georgia from Stetson Bennett? That was the conversation that Georgia fans were having all year. Why is JT not healthy? Why aren't they pushing him? If he is healthy, how can they possibly keep running Stetson Bennett out there? And as God is my witness, after the SEC championship game, it was cranked up to the nth degree. They'll never win a championship with Stetson, which I said that too. But I also said that Stetson Bennett gave you the best chance to win. Now we know that Stetson Bennett, who gave you the best chance to win last year, is coming back. And JT Daniels is not, presumably because JT Daniels knows that Stetson Bennett gives them the best chance to win, and there are also younger players in the pipeline. I never got the JT Daniels stuff, never did, and this almost protects Georgia from itself in a way, Kelly, because now we don't ever have to pretend that JT Daniels was ever going to be an upgrade over Stetson in the first place.
Right, I agree. I do think JT reading the writing on the wall and just moving on is really good. Now, of course, the question is, where the heck does he end up? And I think this is a really good way to transition to this Chris Hummer article, Kwok, if you'd like to get into that.
Sure. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
All right, I was going to say, these statistics, just to start, just quoting these stats is outrageous. I don't know, does JT Daniels now count twice in these stats of quarterbacks transferring? I don't think so. I think it's individual pieces. Here are the sort of hinge piece. And you sent this late in the show yesterday. I think it came out late in the show yesterday. From 2010 to 2019, according to our guy Chris Hummer from 24/7 Sports, 63% of 4- and 5-star quarterbacks have transferred at least once, and 68% from 2016 to 19 have transferred at least once, so that he doesn't count twice because it says at least. That is a staggering number, Kelly. 2/3 of quarterbacks are going to transfer. I don't know how any coach or program is supposed to avoid attrition of that nature in this era. Like having a nice and tidy quarterback room where no one leaves and you build depth and all this stuff, I just think is absolute fiction. It's poppycock in the current era where if you're not starting, you're looking for a place where you can, fair or not.
Oh, yeah, you are. It's really crazy what's been going on with the transfer portal. And for example, okay, I'm just looking this up. So 68%, 2/3 in the more recent era since 2016, 2/3 of 4- and 5-star QBs are transferring. Let's just look at the 2021 class. According to 247 Sports, 32 4- or 5-star quarterbacks. Quinn Ewers already transferred. That's number one. And we have an interesting quote on him, Kwok. Caleb Williams already transferred. Some of that had to do with Lincoln Riley, of course, but he's there. Brock Vandegrift, he could be the next one. He was the 4th-rated QB in that class. As I'm scrolling down here, Jackson Dart, he transferred. he was in this class. So you already have three big names there, and maybe some of these lower guys have also transferred that I'm not necessarily sure on, but some of them will, you know, 70%. If you look at, Quack, what's 70% of 32? Someone do that math for me. That's going to be a lot of these guys. Maybe.
Let's see. 70% of 32 is about, I'm trying to do some really quick math here. It's about 22, maybe, between 21 and 22.
22. I just did it on the calculator. So
okay.
22 of these guys will transfer. That could be Sam Heward. That could be Kyle McCord at Ohio State. I think that's very possible. Jake Garcia, who went to Miami, now with TBD in there. Drake May at North Carolina. These are big names. Miller Moss at Southern Cal. Is he not already transferred? I don't even know. Can't keep track with what's going on at Southern Cal. You've got Eli Stowers over at Texas A&M. There's just a bunch of these big names. And that's, and you can look back at some of these other classes and these guys that are in completely different spots than they were a couple years ago when you look at the quarterbacks. It's very difficult. And I know people don't like to feel sympathy for coaches. I get that. But this is difficult, Clark. Let's look at the 2018 class. Trevor Lawrence, he's in the NFL. Justin Fields transferred. JT Daniels transferred.
Twice.
Matt Corral did not. Yeah, he transferred twice. Emory Jones is transferring right now. Tyler Shook, didn't he transfer from Oregon? Adrian Martinez is transferring. Joe Milton transferred. The list just goes on and on. It's Casey Thompson. He just transferred. It's really mind-blowing. And I do, people don't like to hear this, but I do feel bad for some of these coaches, Clark.
Well, I do too. And one of the things that I think is interesting, and we'll probably talk about this a number of times, but I think it is, I think it's good to bring it up now, is I think that the rapid way in which the college football landscape has changed means that we need to rapidly change the way we view the college football calendar. Because one thing that's happened is I think the early signing period is misplaced. First of all, I'm not sure if we need it at all, but I'm going to assume it exists. It's misplaced because here's what it does. It means you have to fire coaches early in the season. It means that guys have to make transfer portal decisions in like a couple weeks. And you also are now recruiting transfers in conjunction with recruits where you don't really have like a portals. It's almost like in the NFL, if you had free agency and the draft going at basically the same time, you're in the NFL, you're like drafting with an eye on free agency. You've got your eye on free agents. And so it affects how you draft. There's sort of a give and take there. There's two different periods of time in other sports where we know in the NBA, you draft in late June, the free agency period officially starts July 1. There's tampering galore in that, which that makes it like college football. But a lot of these are because coaches have to leave and guys have to make decisions, you know? Coaches have to leave so fast and guys have to make decisions so fast. And you almost have to read the tea leaves like months down the road where, yeah, you might have had a bad experience this year, but somebody's gone, right? Somebody leaves. Well, I'm not really sure. Well, while I'm not really sure, if I don't, you know, say yes, I'm committed or no, I'm not, a lot of these schools are going to be like, well, you don't know, so I'm about to bring in somebody else. I have to fill this spot. And so I feel bad for some of these players because their coaches leave and they get a year and they're being torn and all this stuff. And I feel bad for the coaches too. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess.
It's a mess.
And that's why I think it becomes more important to hit on these guys first. And when you have somebody, I think this is going to be the key. When you have somebody, you can't be afraid to play them because you'd rather play the best guy as quickly as possible. Not worry about seasoning, not worry about all this other stuff. Because if you don't play these guys right away at the moment, they'll transfer. And then you're stuck holding the bag of a lesser quarterback who might have been more experienced at the time. Do you agree? I mean, yes. I think that's already happening to some degree, but I just think it's going to be even more so when we look at these numbers.
Well, and it goes full circle because this, I think Georgia's in that boat a little bit too. And I think we used to be of the impression, for example, that year that Alabama had, God, they had like Hurts, Sims, and someone else all on the same roster. we used to be, some coaches used to operate, well, we're Bama, we're Georgia, we're whomever, and we can recruit a five-star every year because these guys won't leave because it's such an opportunity to be here and they'll wait their turn. That doesn't happen anymore. I think you have to be very smart with the years. And Clemson's done a good job of staggering some of these guys where, you know, of course, the plan was for DJ to wait a year and then play and then be the starter and then Klubnik wait a year and then play. Klubnik may play this year. But I think Clemson's done a good job where even though you had the Kelly Bryant situation, the plan was most likely for KB to be the QB that year and then Trevor takes over. But Trevor just happened to be that good. But you still have a succession plan where you're not bringing in so-and-so like every single year. And that's why, and this is a different topic we could get into at another time, Clark, but I've been seeing a lot of stuff written about Arch Manning recently. That's why I'm not sure the Arch Manning thing makes a ton of sense for Clemson, just because he would theoretically be sitting 2 years behind Klubnik if you believe in Klubnik that much. And would you rather either just stick with Klubnik or have a legitimate QB controversy for multiple years? That sounds like something, honestly, Clark, and some listeners may hate me for, that sounds like something Georgia would do. I'm not sure. And Clemson, of course, you still have to go after Arch. He's Arch. But Clemson has just handled their quarterback situation a little better overall.
Well, and I'm going to say this. Now, you mark the tape on this, Amy, because you will never hear me say this about anything. This is where I agree with Ryan Day, where I think because of the transient nature of the position, you almost have to take whoever will come. You have to recruit everybody as if they are the one. And I'm not saying like out and out lie. I think it's really icky some of the way that people recruit and they just flat out lie to kids to get them to come. But I think you have to tell Arch Manning, here's our situation. If you want to come here, you are one injury, one bad hit, a couple bad games, a bad month away from being the starting quarterback if you earn that. So you can come and do that. And Arch Manning knows that if it's not for him, then he can transfer. And you know what? If Klubnik gets hurt and Arch Manning comes in and lights it on fire, let's say, and then we're like, look, I mean, what are you going to do? This guy's playing great. You got Wally Pipped. So you're going to be in a competition. Klubnik doesn't like it. He can transfer. You have to look at it almost like a one game or sort of like a one season conversation with your quarterbacks where you got to win next week. And if you spend too much time, particularly at the quarterback position, I think across the board right now, if you spend too much time on long-term development without an actual track record to back up, look, the proof's in the pudding, you can stay here a couple years and be great, you're going to end up losing guys because they don't want to play that way. That's not the way this goes. You have to put the best quarterback on your team out there every single week, period. And every week that you don't is a week that, based on the way the calendar is right now, you can lose a guy from your room, and then you might lose a skill piece that didn't like that, and then people start talking in recruiting, and it becomes a mess. And I know that seems dire, but that's the way I feel.
I think you can stagger it enough where you don't necessarily have to do that. I mean, Quark, like, what if Klubnik has a better camp than DJ? Dabo's not going to start Klubnik week one. He's just not.
No,
so,
he's not.
It's staggered, because Klubnik is a true freshman, you have a little more leeway. If you
that's
stagger
correct.
Them, correct.
That's absolutely right. No, I think you're spot on that. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about this. And I do want to say, I want to sort of nail down and see if Kelly agrees or disagrees that maybe her concerns about Stetson, while there are many positives to come back, while the main concern about is the grass ain't getting greener than this. Maybe well-founded. Stay with us. Hour one of the program continues after this.
At the Surgery Center at Pelham, we were one of the first facilities to provide a transparent pricing system over 5 years ago. Not a grocery list of procedures on a website, an actual interactive, accurate cost estimator tool. You can see what your procedure will cost down to the dollar. Go to surgerycenterpelham.com and you'll see our cost estimator tool right there on the homepage. Get the exact cost, no hidden fees, just an honest, straightforward, and transparent price. Learn more online at surgerycenterpelham.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. A new year is upon us, and Bennett has Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders available for sale or rent at our locations. Bennett and Takeuchi now offer attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takeuchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or online at BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi, two names you can trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey, sports bettors, listen up. Quark here to tell you about the sports book I use, and that's BetUS. We're in the midst of the NFL playoffs, which means it's time to lay down those bets. The sports book I endorse is BetUS.com, and if you want to know why, it's because BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the business. You want a sports book with integrity, longevity. You need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, NBA, NHL, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. They're going to walk you through how to set up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS. You can join now, mention WCCP, and get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. I trust BETUS, so should you. BETUS.com. Join today. That's BETUS.com. Must be 21 or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Times are tough, and with uncertainty comes fear of the unknown. Whether you're a business owner, single investor, or retiree, TOE Financial in Clemson is here to help alleviate your worries with guided financial advising services that are thorough, educational, and consistent. Plan for your future through investments, insurance options, and financial planning services to help you fulfill your most valued goals. Schedule your free consultation at 654-5043. Securities and advisory services offered through the Strategic Financial Alliance Incorporated, otherwise unaffiliated with TOE Financial.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Out of Bounds with Kwok and Kelly. The only show where a stuffed panda can actually become a co-host. Hey, the bar's low. Noon to 3 p.m. every day on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Our life continues out of bounds. William Quackenbush, Amy McKenna, Kelly Gramlich joining us for a few more minutes here. We've got some interesting texts on the text line today, 986-1566. Text from the 864 says this: there should be a deadline for players to enter the portal during the season, like by the third game of the season, so coaches won't have to worry about depth at positions. I totally agree. Listen, I think the calendar has to be somehow rejiggered to reflect the current reality that when guys are leaving during the year in the portal, it leaves you vulnerable. And I'm not just talking about teams. I'm talking about big picture in sports. Let's say, and I want to go to Kelly on this too. Let's say that the, I guess the best way of putting it is, let's say like the money grabbers in college football and the people who, you know, are really concerned about profits and maybe the sort of virtue signalers and things like that. They want their bowl games. They want their big matchups. They want all this stuff. And we saw this year, we talked about this during bowl season. the games that were canceled due to COVID were not canceled due to COVID. COVID was the final thing canceling games. They were canceled because I don't know any team that had, just on COVID cases alone, had enough COVID positive players to cancel any game. It was opt-outs, it was portal, it was injuries, and it was COVID. And you blame COVID for that, but there are all kinds of factors. I understand that bowl games might still be in peril because you probably would like to allow people the chance to transfer in December if they would like after the semester. But I think you could, at least under the guise of academics, say you're not going to let anybody transfer or get in the transfer portal once practice starts. And once the season ends, or maybe once the academic semester ends, then you can enter the transfer portal. Or then you can officially become fair game in the portal. In other words, like you can't enter the portal in September and find a home in October. Some sort of language there, I think, would fix a lot of the mess that happens in season. Yes, it would make it sort of difficult, like right after the year and the immediate aftermath between the end of the season and the 1st of February, where you've got the signing day. But I think that's a way to fix this. Do you agree with that, Kelly?
Look, I would love to see some more limitations on it. But I'm with you, Clark. But since we let the cat out of the bag and have gone towards more player movement and more freedom of movement for players, it's just going to be so difficult to put the cat back in the bag. Like, I don't know who's going to make these rules. I would love to see some rules. I would love to see some more limitations just to help everyone. Like, I think if you did it under the academic piece, that would be fair, because in the end, these guys are getting degrees, but someone's going to be mad about that, and someone's going to say that's not fair, et cetera. For example, you know, I think of Caleb Williams. He still isn't out of school, right? Pretty much every school has started classes now. So what are we going to do about that? Like, is he going to be in spring ball? Is he literally just not going to school for a semester? Is that allowed? Like, this is becoming a joke that academics are even a part of this for some of these transfer portal guys. I don't understand that doesn't correlate with trying to get a degree or even trying to go to school. And he may be enrolled somewhere, Clark, but I feel like Twitter would have already found that out.
Yes, I agree. Look, he's going to USC, and I never really know what the Pac-12, like what they're doing, because they're on the quarter system out there, and I don't get the quarter system. So it could be that the Pac-12 is on some weird calendar that he actually could jump in on. If he's not in now, he could jump in a few weeks and still be okay. Yeah, I don't really understand that. Here's another question, and I want to get back to the Georgia part of this, because that big picture conversation I think is maybe one for another day. There are two major things about this Georgia situation that we need to consider. Number one is there a market for JT Daniels? Like, what level does JT Daniels fit at? Because he was at USC. Obviously, he got passed over by Keaton Slovis, and the rest is history. Then he comes to Georgia. He gets passed over by Stetson Bennett IV, fourth being the number of times that Georgia's coaches told him no, and he still got the quarterback. I'm not sure where JT Daniels is heading now. It reminds me a little bit of, you remember your boy who transferred from Alabama? What was his name? The one that transferred from Blake Barnett or something, that went from Alabama to like Arizona State and then was at South Florida. Remember that?
Yeah.
Where he just kept transferring, and he would just transfer basically down a peg every time. JT Daniels really has not done that, where he's transferred once sort of across from USC to Georgia, at least from a prestige standpoint, and actually ended up playing for a better program. Does he end up in the Power 5? Does he end up at a place like, I don't even know, like UAB or something, where you can actually sit in the pocket and they don't make the quarterback run ever? Like, what's his market right now? I'd be fascinated to watch.
I have no idea. I have no idea where JT Daniels ends up. I'm sure he'll end up somewhere. But again, we're in the spring semester. I'm very, very skeptical of all of this. And just FYI, Kwok, the spring semester started January 10th at the University of Southern California.
Okay. So, all right, very good. Are they on quarters, though?
No, they're not. Not every Pac-12 school is on quarters.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I knew that there were a few that were, because they have weird, like, off times. So, okay, very good. That's all we need to know about that at USC. I'm sure somebody there will help him catch up on his studies, Kelly. Somebody there is going to make sure
he... I guess so, Block. But it's I mean, you know, don't lie to me. And I feel like that's what all these people do, and they lie and they say it's about academics. Block, a lot of these quarterbacks are looking for new homes, right? If you're looking for a new home, you need to contact Brown Haven Homes. If your family is growing or your home needs are changing, you may be looking for a new home. You may be looking for kind of a new spot, a new location, a new piece of land first, and then you want to build on that piece of land. They can help you with that as well. The home buying process can be very overwhelming. At Brown Haven Homes, they can build the home you've been dreaming up from the ground up. Along with a team of experts, Brown Haven Homes has a design center to do the work for you with your guidance. Visit their website at brownhavenhomes.com for more information. That's Brown Haven Homes. They have what you need to make a house a home.
KG, that was an elite transition. In our final few minutes here, I want to point this out, just to your point about Stetson. This is not the reason not to come back. Because as people have pointed out on the text line throughout the show, he loves Georgia. He, you know, he probably has some plans academically, but, you know, you can always put that on hold for another year to play quarterback, especially if your plans are to, like, go to law school or something. You can put off law school for a year. You can keep studying for the LSAT or whatnot, and still play quarterback if you're not planning to play professionally. You don't need to rush through it. To me, we got to be consistent if we're telling people, whoa, slow down, stop trying to be an adult so much because you're actually going to hate a lot of this, then we can't also be like, God, why is this guy in college forever? And so we've got to sort of find a middle ground there and maybe let guys make the decisions on both ends of the spectrum, be that as it may. He's not going to have as good a year as he did last year, and here's why, okay? First of all, he was like, you know, depending on what you think. Now, it's interesting. It is interesting, Kelly, and you're going to love this. What you hear from the Georgia people and from the Stetson Bennett fan club is that, well, he was statistically third in the country in QBR. And he never threw any picks, and he did X, Y, or Z, and blah, blah, blah. And we pointed all those things out. But you never hear anyone say Stetson Bennett was a top 3 to 5 quarterback in the country. You just hear them say, well, statistically, he was X. And I think that's interesting because what it could mean is there's going to be a bit of regression next year. If he's not a top 3 to 5 quarterback but played like a top 3 to 5 quarterback, maybe there's a bit of regression. He didn't have George Pickens last year, but he's not going to have him this year. He's going pro. He's not going to have Burton. Maybe some of those young wide receivers grow up. We'll see. I remain skeptical that Kirby's going to spit out any quality receivers, really. But here's what's happened the year after teams won national championships, okay? And this is going to be the measuring stick for Georgia. In 2014, Ohio State, this is in the CFP era, Ohio State won the national championship. They missed the CFP after going 11-1 and losing to Michigan State in 2015. 2015, Alabama won. They lost in the championship game the next year. To Clemson, who lost in the semifinal the next year. To Alabama, who lost in the national championship game the next year. To Clemson, who lost the national championship game the next year. To LSU, who missed the playoff. Then you had Alabama, who won in that 2020 season, and then lost the national championship game to Georgia. Basically, if you're not Alabama, you're not guaranteed to make the playoff the next year, but Alabama's going to make or to make the national championship game the next year. And if you're not Clemson, you're not guaranteed to make the playoff at all because the only teams that have made the college football playoff field the year after winning a national championship are Alabama and Clemson. Ohio State didn't do it. LSU didn't do it. So now Georgia's got to decide, are you going to be Bama or Clemson? Are you going to be Ohio State? They're not going to be LSU because they're not going 5-5, right? They're not going 6-6. That is the interesting question, and I would argue that's what Stetson Bennett has to come back and do, is to make sure that when he leaves Georgia is more Clemson or Bama than Ohio State. You agree with that?
I like that, Clock. That's an interesting way to put it, and also interesting that a lot of teams who win the national title, and by a lot of teams I mean Bama and Clemson, but win the national title and then a trend that we've seen is that you make it to the national championship game the next year and you lose. That happened for Bama, it happened for Clemson, and it happened for Bama again. So that's something that I didn't necessarily think about. And before I get out of here, Clark, I want to leave you with this and maybe just set you up for a little rant whenever you want to go off on this. This is from Chris Hummer's article. They were interviewing prospects at the Army All-American game, and they interviewed South Carolina wide receiver signee Landon Sampson, who played high school football with Quinn Ewers, who, of course, is now at Texas after 5 months in Columbus, Ohio. They asked Landon Sampson if he was surprised to see Quinn Ewers transfer from Ohio State. Sampson responded, quote, "I knew from the second he went to Ohio State, he would transfer," end quote.
That's very interesting to me.
What are we doing?
I think it says a bunch of, unfortunately, we have like 30 seconds. I think it says a bunch of stuff, but ultimately.
I wanted to keep you up for that, Clark. My parting thought.
I appreciate you doing that. And Kelly, I know you have to run. Godspeed. Thank you for joining us for an hour. And looking forward to seeing you a little bit. Out of one corner of my eyes, I call my own game on HBCN tonight.
Yes, if you're up late, 10 to 11 p.m., that's our Nothing But Net show, and would love for you to join us. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Kelly. We're going to talk about this, plus we have Morgan Coleman coming up. More college and NFL football right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WA.